This goes to Dr. Murray, M-U-R-R-A-Y, fax 989-583-1914, regarding William Pangborn, P-A-N-G-B-O-R-N, date of birth 2/11/1938. Dear Dr. Murray, this is a follow-up visit for Mr. Pangborn with history of left kidney infarction and congestive heart failure. His last visit was October 16th of 2023. He still is smoking cigarettes and states that he does not feel ready to quit. And he did not get the labs that we asked him to get done prior to this appointment, but we'll be going to get them within the next week. He has to get an INR level checked for Coumadin, so he will have labs done at the same time. He's rather restless today and denies any physical changes. No chest pain and palpitations, no cough, wheezing, or sputum production. He has chronic edema of the lower extremities that is unchanged. No bowel changes, no blood or melena. Medications, I want to highlight potassium chloride, 10 mil equivalents daily. Lisinopril is 20 milligram daily. And he's on Coumadin, and that's managed by the Coumadin Clinic. Also aspirin, metformin. Lisinopril is 20 milligram daily. Pepcid, iron, Zoloft, and Increase Ellipta inhaler. Physical exam, weight is 228 pounds. That's a 6-pound decrease over 6 months. Pulse is 75 and blood pressure 133 over 68. Neck is supple without jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear with a prolonged expiratory phase throughout. Heart is irregular without murmur, rub, or gallop. But it's slightly irregular with an occasional early beat. Abdomen soft, non-tender, no ascites, and 1+ edema of the lower extremities bilaterally. Labs, the last labs we have were from October 20th of 2023. Creatinine was stable at 1.17. Estimated GFR was greater than 60. Albumin 3.7, calcium 8.2, electrolytes normal. Phosphorus 3.3, hemoglobin was 14.3 with normal white count and normal platelets. So the patient will be getting repeat labs within the next week for us also. Assessment and plan, history of left kidney infarction with most recent labs showing preserved kidney function and 2, congestive heart failure without exacerbation. The patient will have lab studies now and then again in 6 months, and we'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 9 to 12 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.